Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Ready, Blue.
Well, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to say this, and I want you to hear me carefully, and I've said this several times, and I'm going to say it again today. Either the people on a global level rise up and deal with the small portion of those that mean to enslave the billions upon this earth, or else all is going to go for naught. Either you round them up lawfully, or they are going to round you up unlawfully. That's just how it goes. Either you live, George Whitefield said, for the blood, or you're going to be condemned by the blood. Either we hold to the commandments of the living God because we love him and we're thankful for what he did through his son Jesus Christ on Calvary and covering our sin through his blood as the propitiation of the sins of the world, or we're going to be condemned. And that's for eternity. We're listening to more propaganda about what's going on a global basis. I want you to listen carefully to me. I've been going through the book of Leviticus. That's my book this week. And I'm telling you what, man, there's a lot going on about sacrifice. And yesterday I was having a conversation with my wife and I said to her, but why the sacrifice? Just think about this. Why was there a sacrifice given? Why did this sacrifice have to be an innocent victim on the behalf of the guilty? And I think of 1 Peter 3:18, even now, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Well, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 17:11 that the blood, the life is in the blood, right? And over, we see a type of sacrifice in the Old Testament, namely in the Levitical order, from that of two pigeons, to that of a kid, to a goat, to a ram, to an oxen, and there's levels of sacrifice. And it was as if the Lord had to take the people and say to them, take that which means something to you and bring it to the priest, and we're going to sacrifice them innocent animals as a type of Christ for the guilty. So it's the innocent for the guilty. And that's why we have freedom today, is because somebody sacrificed themselves, the innocent for the guilty, to reconcile us through the blood unto God. And there's so many different ways that we can take this. But why the sacrifice? Why the innocent victim? Because it was twofold, friends. How much God hates sin, right? How much he hates sin. I want you to think about this. God hates sin so much that it requires a sacrifice. And what separates us between us and our God? Isaiah 59. Our sin does. So what reconciles us back unto the living God? The blood. The blood of who? The blood of the Son of God. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world through what? His blood. Revelation 1:5. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. It's twofold. God hates sin so much, but he loves us so much that he takes his innocent son, okay, a lamb without spot or blemish. He puts him on the cross to die for the guilty. That's how much he hates sin. But notice the twofold love in the heart of God that he says through that sacrifice to those that receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior from sin. You know, that grace that teaches us go and sin no more, John 8. And I'm referring to Ephesians 2, 8 as well through 10. Read it when you get a moment. It's the Lord saying, I sacrificed my own son, the innocent for you, the guilty, to redeem you back unto myself. And it was his blood that was shed. Friends, I got one question for you. How can we not live for what he died for? How can we not seek the face of the Most High God for who he is, meeting him on his terms to establish his will that it might be done in this earth as it is in heaven? Now, I say all of that to say this, because that is the pearl to the church. It's the pearl to the world, too. If I take you to Arlington in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, I'm teaching you in the natural. That is the heart of freedom right there. Our fallen that are 6 feet under the ground, that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants, that Americans today have been desensitized to subject themselves to. Their posterity. Shame on those. But I want you to understand this, friends. Christ crucified is the pearl to the church. We look at what he did for us on Calvary. The innocent for the guilty. He's innocent, we're guilty. And when we understand what he did on the cross for us, we will take vengeance upon that sin. We will bear forth fruits unto repentance, period. And what is that? To do the same thing that those that sacrifice themselves and giving us the freedoms that we have today, to do the same things as they did. And when you read 2 Corinthians 5:15, that's exactly what it says. When you read Hebrews 13:7, that we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith, that's exactly what they did. Because if they didn't do it, we wouldn't be here today. So one question for everybody listening to me even now, why do you tolerate corruption? Why do you tolerate tyrants to rule over you? Why do you tolerate liars to set the narrative? It's a question I must lay to myself, and I have. And it's one that I have come to terms with that I will not tolerate it. That's why I'm now holding you in account for the same things that I laid to my account. When I look at Scripture, I want you to think about this. It tells us in Leviticus 25, verse 18, the Lord said, listen carefully, this is why judgment is so important. This is why the keeping of the commandments of the Lord is so important. To deal with the corrupt in keeping his statutes and his judgments. Why? Why do we need to keep his commandments? Why do we need to keep his statutes and his judgments? I want you to listen carefully. Leviticus 25, verse 18. Wherefore you shall do my statutes. You shall deal with those that violate my law according to my statutes. This is how you deal with criminals. Okay? He said, and keep my judgments. And if you read Isaiah 51, verse 4, it was set as a light to the people. And then he said, and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land. Here it is. And you shall dwell in the land safely. Safely. That's the blessing to the people that keep the commandments of the Lord unto judgment. That is the promise to the people that will not tolerate corruption in their lives, personally, first and foremost, and then throughout their communities, their cities, their states, and their nations. 26 verse 15. Listen carefully, friends. And if you shall despise my judgments, or your soul abhor my judgments, that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, then this is what I'm going to do to you. And it's not good. We're reaping that rather than the former. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to our Rumble feed, about 50 to 60,000 people watching both the morning show and then 50 to 60,000 watching the afternoon show. We thank you for your support. We thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the nation. We're broadcasting into about 155 radio stations and affiliates across the country, as well as 53 nations. And we were just picked up last week by Mike Adams, Natural News over there, the owner of Brighteon, and we just appreciate your trust over there as well. Mike, thank you for the shout-out. We totally appreciate it. Again, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, let me give you a real quick rundown. I was just highlighting the fact that there was a blood sacrifice. There was a sacrifice of an innocent victim to reconcile us unto God, the guilty, through their blood. Leviticus 17:11 tells us the life is in the blood. So an innocent victim had to lay out their life and lose their life through their blood and covering our sins to reconcile us back unto God. He's redeemed us through the blood of the Son of the living God. And if we understand that in the spiritual, we're definitely going to understand that in the natural. And when you look at the natural and you think about all the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants, You really got to ask yourself, where's the gratitude for those that sacrificed themselves in fighting off those tyrants to give us the freedoms that we have? They were upholding the law. Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7. Going to the New Testament, I'm thinking of Hebrews 8, 10, and then also Hebrews 10, 7 as well. Read those scriptures, you'll understand, as well as Matthew 5. Read the whole chapter. And what's interesting, friends, is you see the lack of gratitude in the American people today. This is my message, okay? I don't understand why people tolerate corruption. The Lord said in Leviticus 25, verse 18, wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land safely. Now, I don't see a lot of people out there feeling safe about what's going on concerning their said government, what they're tolerating through corrupt representatives. And they are not representing you, by the way. I just wanted to make clear as that you might understand that they are representing special interest groups, because they've sold their souls to the devil, literally, literally. And we're going to show you more of that in just a couple minutes. Matter of fact, one of those individuals that we keep trying to make you aware of is freedom fighter Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know what people don't understand, but they're duped over and over and over again by cunning men. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Matter of fact, just this week, freedom fighter, that's what they like to call her. They keep her in the news, too, just like DeSantis, who keeps playing the Judas on the people in this country, just like Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who keeps playing the Judas on the American people. But freedom fighter Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was exposed again. You guys all remember that she was the one that wore the mask, you know, and she was mocking Joe Biden. She's just an actor, friends. That's all she is. She's another clown in the circus of politics is what she is. But what's interesting to take note of concerning Marjorie Taylor Greene is she was one that said that she will never take the vaccination and she's anti-mask. Well, then we found out that last year she was found through her financial disclosures that she was actually investing into Big Pharma and the companies. Okay, so really what she's doing is say, do as I say, but don't really do as I do. Okay, she's another betrayer of the people. This is happening because the people have betrayed the living God. This is judgment. Well, we just recently found out, friends. Now, she's Mrs. Anti Disney, right? As a matter of fact, the Business Insider again did a great job in reporting that Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene owns stock in Walt Disney, which she says is a pro-child predator outfit. Isn't that interesting? Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has accused the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children. Of course. Of course. This has been going on for a long time. Hey, folks, if they can't kill your kids, they want to molest them. Let's call it for what it is. That's exactly what it is. If they can't murder them in the womb, they want to molest them when they come out of the womb. Because this is all falling from the top, going down to your children who are made an open prey. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I just seen this. If you're on social media platforms, this is appalling. This is as far as we're going here in this ministry, because it gets more extreme. When we were told and have been told about the pedophile rings in Hollywood, the pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., friends, why is it that we've ever questioned the credibility of people telling us the truth of the matter when it comes to corrupt politicians acting out as pedophiles during towards innocent children? Because we know it's a fact. And this has been going on for decades. That's why they're working against you. They're extorted men. We've gone over this so many times. But I do want to go fast forward. We know that Disney, I believe Universal as well, they have been busted through a sting operation. I believe it was 104 employees, including a judge, that were caught child trafficking in the United States of America at those particular areas where they work. Isn't it interesting that Disney raises these sort of people up? They try to defend them by tearing down the laws that condemn their crimes. And before you know it, there's a sting operation exposing the employees from Disney for child sex trafficking. And don't forget about it, the State Department is also guilty of the same thing. Okay? Just ask Mr. McAfee about that. Oh, I'm sorry, he died. He sacrificed himself because he wanted the American people to know the truth of the matter when it comes to the corruption that stinks to high heaven in their government that they tolerate. And I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about good government. He made us aware when he opened up the computer systems that the State Department in the United States of America is, in fact, sex trafficking children. So don't act like this comes as a surprise, okay? I'm talking about in three different things here, Universal, Disney, and the State Department. But also keep in mind that it's been president after president after president that has continuously advocated that which God clearly condemns, as does common law in the United States of America clearly condemn. George W. Bush, Jr., he was advocating the gay agenda. Daddy Bush was a pedophile. We know that. We also know that Barack Obama appointed over 225 radicals, lesbians, sodomites, whatever else they can create in their own reprobate sick minds, Romans 1:24. And then we also know that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon were busted downloading child pornography. This came through Brian Bender from the Boston Globe. Okay? And then we know Donald Trump picked up the ball, and he's the one that wanted to decriminalize sodomites. Well, the question that you need to ask yourself is, why was it criminalized in the first place? Well, I'm about ready to show you. Let's go back to Disney. I just told you over 104 employees, including a judge, were busted. Child trafficking, okay? Isn't it interesting that the company they work for is promoting the things that they get caught doing? Well, Bradley, that's really way out there. Oh, no, it's not. It's the seed. See, these guys that were busted was the fruit. And we see the end of their fruit is death, Romans 6:23. But they wanted to go on with their bad selves and lay for the children. The Lord says that he'll kill them with a sword. The Lord says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. How's that working out for them? How's that working out for them? Okay. I want to show you this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com. This was just released. It is a picture of a Disney gift card with Mickey Mouse hugging Minnie Mouse. And guys, this is as far as we're going here. Minnie's dress is a male genitalia with his hand on it going up to Minnie's mouth. This is criminal. This is criminal what's going on in public schools as to how they're laying for the children. I'm telling you, folks, as I say so often, you're going to bend the wrong dad or the wrong mom the wrong direction, and they are going to stand up, and they are going to bring about the justice that this said government is promoting concerning their injustices. We're talking about our kids. Why you are not indignant to stand up for your children sickens me that this is even going on in this country. Oh, just wait a minute, friends. It gets even worse than that. We're going to take another quick break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place says about a quarter of the population plan to stay. This despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people and injured more than 100. Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, was in the area after the missile attack. He spoke to ABC News.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to show their support for Ukraine in person. Johnson's surprise visit included a pledge for new military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. This is USA Radio News. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a Saturday morning crash. He was struck by a vehicle as he was walking along an interstate in Florida. He was in the Sunshine State training with teammates. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of conspiracy, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Fox and Croft remain in custody. No juror spoke publicly about deliberations. No casualties or serious damage have been reported in Turkey, where a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit a town in the eastern part of the country. It happened Saturday at 5:02 in the evening local time. Quakes aren't uncommon in Turkey because it sits on top of a major fault line. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. How you remain silent in such a time as this bewilders me to no end. But, you know, I'm just the guy that didn't have anything better to do with my time rather than to go into public high schools and fight for that generation. I'm the guy in the conservative and the Christian movement that's just kicked aside, you know, because after all, he's just talking to the young people. No, I'm talking to the old people too, because those young people are the fruit of the older people, and they sicken me to the core. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. Okay? It's interesting how much censorship this ministry is taking. And yet the conservatives of the day, man, they are just left unimpeded when it comes to the message, because they're parroting the same message the mainstream media is parroting. And why there is not a million people listening to this show every single day sickens me to the core. You know, the people that turn their shoulder and they ignore the message are the very ones that are adding strength to these perverts in the first place. You do know that, right? You listen to a pedophile, and what he'll do is he'll say he always looks for the dad. He wants to find the dad and the mom, and he wants to find how protective they are over those kids that he means to zero in on. We played some audio video for you some time ago. But isn't it interesting, folks, that our forefathers knew enough to go to the young people? What are the older people doing? Well, they're caught up into the political games, making jokes about Joe Biden. The joke's on you, not on him, by the way. And the list goes on. I mean, again, as I said earlier, and I didn't mince words. I'm not trying to say this in a way that sounds like innuendo. No, I'm saying it clear, and I'm saying it in a black and white way where everybody can understand it. Either you Americans, 329.5 million people, round up these criminals, less than 1.7% of the population, or else they, at the end of the day, will round up 329.5 million people. There is no in-betweenites. Again, rest assured, Revelation 3, read verse 19 when you get a moment. I was just talking about how the American people are submitting to themselves what our forefathers fought against in America here. I was just showing you the best that you have in the United States of America when it comes to another freedom fighter named Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says one thing, but we find when we pull back her financial disclosures that she's actually supporting the very things that she publicly condemns. And I've shared this with you a million and a half times. If it's not Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug, being busted trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine, then it's Leland Lee in San Francisco, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself, who's gun trafficking. Right? These that are put up, friends, as the freedom fighters, are not a threat to the establishment that you claim that you're sick and tired of. They are the establishment. And all those good guys in the conservative movement that are popular, they're controlled opposition. And the same thing in the church. The same thing in the church, friends. Got the hat, got the t-shirt. In other words, parable being explained here. I've got the experience to tell you firsthand what I'm telling you is true. Hey, look at this, friends. Where the American people are getting off saying that either they're just doing their job while they're violating the Constitution or the Bill of Rights bewilders me. But it also bewilders me when people see crime and they look the other way. Okay. Well, if a crime's being committed against you, do you want someone to look the other way? Or do you want to go back to what Jesus taught us when he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Love your neighbor as yourself. Look out for each other. Again, what happened to that? Oh, my goodness. We have now, going back to Disney, former Disney cruise worker says she was not allowed to report on creepy employees. Oh, really? I wonder if she was allowed to report on creepy employees if they were laying for her kid or her niece or her nephew or her sister. What do you think? See how that works? The love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. They allow it. And the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that those that let will let until they be taken out of the way. Did you hear that? Until they be taken out of the way. In other words, it's a matter of time for those that are turning the shoulder to justice. You are the law, America. When you turn your shoulders to justice and righting the wrongs, it's a matter of time before it gets you too. It gets you too. But here we are. Former Disney cruise worker says she was not allowed to report on creepy employees. That is a violation of law. Town Hall reported, Disney has some explaining to do. Oh, you think? You think, friends? The police sting in March that nabbed Disney World employees seems to be the tip of the iceberg. Of course. In fact, Disney has a long and sordid history of having complete and total perverts working for them. It's almost as if Chris Hansen should have taped this whole To Catch a Predator series any of Disney's properties, because that castle that we all see as a symbol of freedom, fun, and imagination has become a hell hole. That's right. That's right. Disney employees have been caught committing child sex crimes. Some of these stories are lost due to the local nature, some other event taking precedence, or weren't paying attention. Everyone has their eyes on Disney now to their bizarre and fieric war with the state of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Don't get caught up with Ron DeSantis being a freedom fighter, friends. He's not. He's not. He's another pawn on the table of pushing forth a narrative to a global order, okay? He just signed a bill prohibiting educators from discussing subjects to go way outside the boundaries of education and all around appropriateness, especially when it comes to preteens. The town hall reported the left calls it the Don't Say Gay bill. No. First of all, it's against the law in the United States to commit the act of sodomy. So how is it that the American people have taken on that it's okay for something they call the left, which is the fruit of the right, concerning what they've left off, right? Isn't it interesting how they blame them for what they tolerate? It's against the law. Let me say it again. It's against the law. It's against the law. And isn't it interesting that the left, which is the fruit of the right, because there's no such thing as a left, they're criminals, and the right fails to prosecute them, right? Isn't it interesting how they call the right, the haters? And why do they call them haters? Because what you call the left, those criminals, they hate the law that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20. Why? Because in this country, they're supposed to be prosecuted for their crimes under judgment. This is a felony in the United States of America, but the conservatives of the day are talking about it like it's the left's fault for what they tolerate. Okay, I'm saying a couple things here. What's happening in public schools, friends, concerning the homosexual agenda is criminal big time. It is criminal. I've always said this. By the way, about 15 years ago, when we were doing a lot of high schools all over the country, when they were starting to push this whole agenda, I remember that the church, just as dead then as they are now, the professed Christians, they're dead in their sin. Christ is not going to bear witness to that. But it was interesting that they told me that, you know what, Bradley, just don't worry about it. It's not ever going to become legal. They're never going to be able to push homosexual marriage, and no, they're not going to go into the public schools. Well, I was doing high school assemblies all over the country, and everything was A-okay until George W. Bush started to push the gay agenda. And I knew he was doing that for some time, because that's what Adolf Hitler did. Right? We had Scott Lively on 2 weeks ago. He can tell you all about it. These are the kind of people that appoint because they'll do what they're told to do. They're at war with people. This is why they're self-inflicting, right? They're backwards. But what's interesting, friends, is I was almost mocked by the church in Minneapolis. I was on Salem Communications for 13 years. So I took the time to get on the radio and started preaching out against the sin of sodomy in Minneapolis. And oh my goodness, you want to talk about these cowards in the church distancing themselves from someone that was willing to tell even the homosexuals what the gay priests, right, as they call them, were unwilling to tell them. I love them enough to tell them what nobody is willing to tell them. The churches distanced themselves from me. So what we decided to do is we decided in the ministry to write a letter to every high school and elementary in the state of Minnesota. Oh, my goodness. We did that. And you know what's interesting about that? Just to show you how all this works. I mean, guys like me, friends, I'm being monitored all the time. Anybody that's doing what I'm doing or Artur Pavlovsky, everything that he's done and is doing, he's being monitored. Okay? They're watching us. Okay? And if you have a cell phone, they're watching you too. So don't pretend otherwise. Okay? But what was interesting is, from that point on, no matter where I went in the United States of America to do a high school, for some reason or another, the mainstream media knew exactly where I was, and they did their best to condemn my message, which was promoting the laws that keep us all free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Did they pass homosexual marriage? Oh, yeah, they did. Unlawfully, it's criminal. Did they do it? Yep. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But at the end of the day, who was all aimed at? Who was it all aimed at, friends? The kids. Just like I said 15 years ago, and it's not me saying, hey, look what I told you. No, it's look what the Lord showed us through history. And if we want to learn from the history, it's not going to repeat itself on the backs of the innocent like it is today. I guess I love the Lord enough to tell you the truth. And if you don't like the truth, see ya. Wouldn't want to be you, but that's your call. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, I wanted to let you know, too, because we heard it a couple times from the propagandists that, Gretchen Whitmer, she's losing more and more in that particular case, that the FBI did, in fact, engineer concerning the kidnapping plot. Do you notice how they keep this alive through the mainstream media? Because they want you to believe that Gretchen Whitmer, who's at war with life itself, this witch, and she is a witch, she is a dark, witchy soul, is what she is. She is bent set on making sure that babies are murdered at will. She said, make America great again. And she had a Planned Parenthood hat on. Make America good. Make America great again. Planned Parenthood. This is how sick this woman is. Remember when she was deplatformed? I'm just reminding my weekend listeners. Remember when she was deplatformed two times in Michigan? The Michigan Supreme Court stepped up and said what she was doing concerning her plandemic unconstitutional edicts are null and void. That was on the end of the week. By Monday, they already had, the FBI was found to have engineered a kidnapping plot to put Governor Whitmer in the position of the victim. I just want you all to know who's responsible for that. Same thing with January 6th, friend. Same thing with January 6th. Do not be deterred from what's happening here. I even give it to you from the state-run media. The Detroit News reported, and I want you to see it for yourself on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, FBI agent in Whitmer case, Whitmer kidnap case, arrested following domestic incident, okay? Just wanted to show you the kind of people they need to do their biddings for them. But again, going back to this, I want you to understand who's responsible for creating these crimes. And it reminds me, like I said yesterday on the show, it's interesting to note that the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, under Adolf Hitler, he was an SS operative. He said, the more that we do to the people, the less they believe it is us doing it to them. Folks, they give themselves over to the delusion. Why? Because they love not the truth under righteousness. They said, no, we don't want God. Yeah, well, the Lord said, that's fine then. You can have it your way. Your country is now going to be turned into hell, and you are going to be given over to yourselves. And then when you call upon me, the Lord gets to the point where he says, no more. Nope. Call upon those gods that you serve to save you from the dilemma that you're in right now. And then they lose their lives. Okay? This is what you have today. Many of these agencies are unconstitutional. They're not there protecting the little guy from the big guy. They're protecting the big guy concerning his crimes that are being committed against we, the little guy, right? But if the little guy, all of us in America, understood those people that work for us, if we took our place under God, they would understand and would understand who the little guy is and who the big guys are. And it's not them. Okay? Look at this. Five men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer want charges dismissed because FBI invented conspiracy and informants funded and agitated the movement. Okay? Just so you know where this is all coming from. Not everybody in the FBI is bad. They run in a way that is compartmentalized. There's good, bad, and the ugly. Okay? Well, they're staining their authority every step of the way by being exposed for this kind of garbage. And they're being exposed on a daily basis. All things will come to the light. The Bible is clear in Hebrews 4. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Luke 12:2 comes to my aid. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Folks, pay attention as to who's giving you the news, the same people that don't know how to tell you the truth. Okay? I just wanted to highlight that because it was important enough to make known as to what is taking place here. Also wanted to share with you, friends, if you don't mind, really quick, we just heard Ted Anderson, who's a friend of mine, the owner of GCN, and he was just talking about the food supply and what's in the food supply, so on and so forth. Well, we just found out that the poison in our daily bread, there's something called glyphosate, okay, contamination. I hope I'm saying that right, glyphosate contamination. They're finding that the pre-harvesting spraying of Monsanto, which has been exposed a million times. Oh, I mean, folks, you want to talk about a dark, dark company? Oh, my goodness. Pre-harvest spraying of Monsanto, and here it is again, Big Pharma, Bayer's Roundup, is leading to contamination of essential healthy foods. You're under the judgments of God. Also wanted to let you know, friends, today in Minnesota here, boy, oh boy, if you want to know where this drought is coming from, just look up. Just look up. Because you're watching these military airplanes spray down chemicals. This drought is man-made. You understand? And then what do? The mainstream media promotes climate change. They're the ones creating the problem like they do every other problem we have. But it's the American people that are the government. If they're going to sit back and watch these people create the problem and get away with it, well, there's going to be more problems. Just read the Word of God. Deuteronomy 28:24, speaking of chemtrails, everybody seems to know about this now. But if you want to know where the drought's coming from, friends, look up. They're doing this. They're creating this problem. The Bible tells us in the King James Bible, Deuteronomy 28:24, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Oh, Bradley, that's not happening. Well, that's fine. You must be in a different world than I am or a different country than I'm in. Because, again, it's there, friends. It's all happening right in front of our faces. So let's get back to the topic of Disney, and let's go forward. Let's take it another step. So this is what was just reported through redvoicemedia.com. This is the stuff I was telling everybody 15 years ago, and again, for my weekend friends, I was told by the sodomite communities who have no voice because they violated the law, okay? And when they violate the law, they lose the right because they don't have a right to violate law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. But it's interesting how the mainstream media is giving them the ability to attack people that are law-abiding Americans. But I told the people, if you allow this gay agenda, as they call it, the sodomite agenda, to take place in the schools across the country, you're going to see teacher crime on students in a big way. I was called a hater. Oh, folks, I was called from the UK when they had gay pride meetings. They just wanted me to say anything. It didn't matter what I said because they already had the narrative set anyways. Okay, if it wasn't MSNBC, then it was CNN. If it wasn't CNN, friends, it was another outlet like the Daily Beast. Or if it wasn't the Daily Beast, it was somebody else that they had to pay one of their useful idiots to attack me, not realizing they're doing it to themselves. Because they are at the end of the day. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. But with that said, friends, they all said I was a hater, I was a bigot, this, that, and the other thing. Here, is that true? Because this was just reported on April 8th. That was yesterday. Pedophile pandemic from coast to coast. Four more teachers arrested for sexually abusing children. Remember when I said if they're not killing your children, you know, because a woman, according to corruption in government, they have a right to murder their own babies. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And it shows you who men serve when they listen to that. Either we're going to walk in the fear of the Lord and depart from iniquity, or else we're going to go headlong right straight into hell. Okay? Pedophile pandemic from coast to coast for more teachers, four more teachers arrested for sexually abusing kids. And then the mainstream media tries to cover it up. Oh, my goodness. And then they try to cover it up again and again and again. I'll tell you what. Ooh. Just wait until Daddy gets a hold of them. Yeah. We played some videos in the past about that. But I want you to remember, this is coming from government. This is the government promoting this. Remember, Joe Biden said he's got the backs of what he calls the transgenders. He is a wicked, wicked, evil man. Period. Barack Hussein Obama, he's a homosexual, sodomite. Many question his wife, Michael. And by the way, it was Barack Obama that called Michelle Obama Michael on three different occasions, and we played those videos for you as well. And then remember that comedian lady that said that everybody knows Michael's a transgender? Was it a week and a half later? She was dead. Gosh, America, we got to quit taking counsels from our fears and deal with this corruption. My goodness. Why? Because Scripture is clear when the Lord said in 25:18 of Leviticus, "Wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land safely." Safely. Why? Because the bad guys know not to touch the good guys in their posterity. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Hour 2 coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.